This is The Brief on Scaling Australian Startups with Salesforce. You know, while Aussie success stories like Canva are totally booming, a lot of startups hit this nasty wall called the infrastructure mistake, where disjointed tools literally break processes and stall growth. So today, we're looking at fixing that using the 2026 Salesforce ecosystem. First, you've got to prioritize integration over isolation. Founders often just stitch together stuff like HubSpot for marketing and Zendesk for support, right? But the problem is those apps don't talk to each other, creating massive data silos. Contrast that with Salesforce's unified system, where your sales data feeds marketing automatically. To put that into perspective, RSPCA South Australia actually cut their donation failures in half by ditching manual systems that just couldn't handle the volume. Second, let's talk about the sheer power of Agentforce AI. Launched properly last year, it's a total game changer that uses AI agents to handle routine tasks on their own, so you don't just endlessly hire more staff. White Fox Boutique used this to personalize their mobile experience and saw a huge 40% jump in Black Friday sales. It's no wonder 93% of tech companies are now planning to use agentic AI. Finally, you need a smart implementation strategy. Please, do not wing this. Get a local consultant, ideally Sydney-based, who actually gets Australian compliance and market dynamics. Oh, and absolutely clean your data before migrating, because feeding messy data to AI just gives you messy, totally useless insights. Ultimately, scaling isn't about adding headcount. It's about picking a flexible backbone, like Sales or Service Cloud, that connects your data, and using local expertise to set it up right. Build your solid infrastructure today so you aren't stuck fixing broken systems tomorrow.